overstaying your welcome. You are welcome, but now you're not so welcome. 98.9 to Buzz. This is Spaziano and Sandy. Call us up at 222-BUZZ. Be a professor. Help me out here.
Now, are you the student in this, or do you want to make a statement so you are the professor?
Yeah, I'll be the professor today. How's that sound?
Okay. All right.
Be very, very keenly aware of how long you hang when you're visiting the new baby. How's that? How's that for a lesson?
Yeah. Okay. So what do you say? No, so you're saying that when people come to visit, which you probably have had a million visitors.
Yeah, there's people that we're seeing that we haven't seen in a long time. It was great to see them and stuff, but sometimes it gets like...
Yeah, what is that cutoff point? What is that? You think they're overstaying their welcome. What is that? Is it a time? Because that was when I came to visit you and the baby.
Yeah.
And I did pop over when you were trying to get to a doctor's appointment. I'm like... I don't care. I'm coming over even if it's for 10 minutes.
That, which is actually fine. I just didn't, we weren't hustling and bustling around to try to get you out of there. It was just, we just stayed with our routine. And that was a perfect amount of time. It was like 20 minutes.
The whole time I was very self-conscious. Yeah. I was like, okay, if you don't stay too long, then you don't look genuine. If I overstay my welcome, they probably want to get things done and they probably have a routine that I'm totally screwing up now. So as a visitor, mm-hmm. I was very self-conscious about what is that time limit.
It's like sometimes, you know, when the appetizers start coming out, you know, when the pepperoni and cheese starts coming out, even though it says here, have some pepperoni and cheese, that means we're getting so hungry that we have to pull food out and share it with you.
Oh, okay. That's a good signal. Let's make this the universal signal.
Let's call it passive aggressive ways to get rid of company.
You're starting to overstay your welcome when we're putting out random leftovers from the fridge.
Right. You know you've overstayed your welcome when the host brings out antipasto. You know you've overstayed your welcome when, maybe you can fill in the blanks, 222-BUZZ. You know you've overstayed your welcome. When the host starts fixing dinner.
But why don't you just say, okay, thank you so much for coming? Because
but nobody has ever said that. You feel, okay, in a perfect world, you want to be like, hey, Joe and Debbie, we love you guys, but it's time to go. Thank you for you could say that, but you always have to put a reason why with it, right?
No, I was waiting for you guys to kick me out, actually. I'm like, they'll tell me when they want me to leave, when they got to get going for this doctor's appointment. I had to say, okay, I think I'm done here, because you guys didn't say it. I think you're not, you got to be more parent-like. You know what I mean? Like, you got to just take control of the situation and say, thank you so much for visiting. Get out of my house. You can't be You can't be passive-aggressive anymore. If people are overstaying, they're welcome.
No, you have to be passive aggressive. You can't just be like, okay, bye, guys.
Yeah, baby needs a nap. I think we need some downtime.
Gotta go. Would you please leave the house now? You can't say that.
You can't be so wishy-washy, because then people will stay. Have you had visitors stay for dinner? Totally overstay their welcome?
Maybe. I mean, I had to eat anyway, and it wasn't bugging me. How do you get rid of people that stay too long?
You got to be the one to say it. Because, yeah.
You've never done it. You might talk it, but you've never walked that, have you? Have you ever walked
that? Oh, my gosh. It was so long ago when I had my babies. I'm trying to remember. I think we're all trying to remember if we had that guest. You got to wrap it up. Yep. It's your job to wrap it up, because there will be guests that overstay their welcome. You got to
just put out the cheesy crackers. They should leave, right?
You got to set a timer on the stove. Visiting hours are over.
You go put your pajamas on in your bathrobe. Yes. It's like 1 in the afternoon.
Or one big poopy diaper will get him out of the house. Stage it.
Okay. Hi, The Buzz. How's it going?
I'm good. You know, you brought it up, and you're not the only one or situation that it happens. Certain signs that you got to look for. And if you don't, you don't need to be in a baby university. You need to be in kindergarten.
So are we saying 20 minutes? 20 minutes is a good amount of time, Scotty, for a visitor?
I think so. If it's time to, you know, the person's obviously would probably maybe bringing a gift. You know, you'd serve maybe a cup of tea or coffee or something like that. I think by the time you're done that drink, I think that's a good
thing. So anybody, if you're going to visit a friend's baby, you got 20 minutes on the clock.
20 minutes.
One cup of coffee. All right. Thank you for being a professor.
All right.
Good morning. The buzz.
I don't do this, but my uncle used to get the vacuum cleaner out. And he was...
Which is bizarre in two ways. One,
it was real.
He'd disappear and then he'd come back in the room and he'd plug the vacuum cleaner.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
He would die laughing. He'd be like, that's how we got the hint.
Oh my gosh. Now, that's funny. You agree with that other dude where like 20 minutes and a cup of coffee is good?
Oh, that's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming over for dinner, you're going to see a new baby, not even a cup of coffee, just hi, you know, you want to see the baby, here I am.
Couple squeezes.
Let me hold it for 5 minutes. Yeah.
Couple of nibbles on the cheek.
Couple of pictures.
Oh yeah, you can't forget the picture. Good point.
Yeah, I gotta think that. I gotta remember the vacuum cleaner, right?
That's
get the
awesome.
Vacuum cleaner.
Oh wait, I have to remember where the vacuum cleaner is before I get the vacuum. Thank you.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.